Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, October 29th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Rolla has been a consistent stronghold for Republicans for decades, but some recent election results and community events suggest that might be starting to change.
I do think it is getting more progressive because those are the people who are now showing up to city council meetings.
In just a few minutes, St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aull reports on the progressive movement in Phelps County that is showing signs of life, but still has an uphill climb. Officials in the St. Louis region say closing businesses may not be enough to keep coronavirus from spreading. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, they continue to stress that wearing masks and social distancing are the keys to keeping people safe.
Dr. Alex Garza, head of the St. Louis Metropolitan Task Force, says everyone in the St. Louis region should wear masks in public. Garza says the number of positive cases is so high that it might be too late to again shut down businesses to keep the virus from spreading. He says that's why widespread mask use is now the most effective alternative.
Even if we did shut down restaurants and bars, I don't know how much of an impact that would have on transmission because there is so much now out in the community. I'm sure it would have some, but how much in order to really turn or bend the curve, I'm not sure that that would be able to accomplish that.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page and St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson say they're closely monitoring the number of positive cases. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
The continuing call for social distancing and masks comes as the average number of daily coronavirus hospitalizations in the region continues to increase. The four largest systems in the St. Louis area say they admitted 72 new coronavirus patients Monday. That's the highest since the pandemic began. Healthcare workers say hospitals are at their capacity and don't have enough workers to treat sick patients. Healthcare is a key issue this election season, including in the congressional races for two House seats in southern Illinois. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt reports that the debate centers on the Affordable Care Act.
Around 35,000 people use the ACA to buy health insurance in Illinois' 12th and 13th congressional districts, which both include portions of the Metro East. For people like Jolene Baker, the ACA was a lifeline when she was in between jobs. The East St. Louisan says she has high blood pressure, arthritis, and other medical conditions that need consistent attention. She says the insurance from the ACA, which she calls the money marketplace, helped her stay on top of her health.
I have to get all these checkups to make sure everything is right with me. Without the money marketplace, ain't no way I'd have been able to afford it. I've probably been in the hospital, probably been on disability.
Baker says she's now insured by her current employer, but still holds on to pamphlets about the ACA in case she needs to use it again. I'm Eric Schmidt, St. Louis Public Radio.
An international exhibition featuring high-resolution reproductions of Michelangelo's work will stop at America Center in St. Louis. The show opens November 6th. It includes full-sized images of frescoes the Renaissance master painted in Vatican City's Sistine Chapel. America's Center General Manager Matthew Dewey says visitors will be protected by strict coronavirus safety measures.
Plenty of social distancing, the mask, everything that you would expect to keep everybody safe, we will be implementing. You can almost get through this entire experience from the entrance to the exit without ever touching anything throughout the whole day.
The convention center recently installed touchless front doors and received an international certification for its cleaning protocols. Phelps County and its biggest city, Rolla, have consistently voted for Republicans. Donald Trump won 68% of the vote in 2016, and no Republican on the ballot received less than 59%. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aull reports, events of the last 4 years suggest the area might be becoming more progressive.
In June, hundreds of people took to the streets of Rolla in a Black Lives Matter protest march.
I believe that we will win!
I believe that we will win!
In September, Cori Bush came back to Rolla for a rally supporting causes including universal health care and racial justice. She's a progressive Democrat who upset longtime incumbent Lacey Clay in the primary in Missouri's 1st congressional district.
I am back in Phelps County again.
These are not the typical events in an outstate town in Missouri that has been solidly Republican for a long time. Rolla City Councilmember Deanne Lyons says that's because they and others like them have been getting organized and making sure the area's more liberal residents feel seen, heard, and respected.
I do think it is getting more progressive because those are the people who are now showing up to city council meetings, who are watching online, who are showing up to community events, who are starting community events.
Lyons openly embraces socialist and even communist points of view on government. They were elected earlier this year and have been part of an effort with groups like Rolla for Progress and the Rolla Cannabis Action Network to try to push the area more to the left. But despite the rallies and strong social media presence, not everyone thinks political change is at hand. Lou Magnitz is the mayor of Rolla.
I think there's an element within Rolla that is small but very vocal. I don't think it's any more or less. I don't think Rolla has changed that much.
Magnitz says Rolla and Phelps County are politically unique. The outstate and rural region's conservatism is strong here. But he also says cultural diversity brought in by Missouri University of Science and Technology helps residents be open to new ideas. But he says radical thoughts on either side of the political spectrum are not the norm.
I would say, you know, moderate to slightly right, but not a very pronounced position either way.
Magnitz doesn't see that changing. But election data suggest otherwise. Larry Gregg is a history professor at S&T and author of the school's 150-year anniversary book. He says since 2018, there have been 4 amendments and propositions on the ballot in Missouri that pushed liberal positions.
If Phelps Countyans and Rolla residents were truly conservative, they would have voted all of those down. They voted for 3 of those.
Gregg says local voters' support for medical marijuana, a higher minimum wage, and the Clean Missouri Amendment in 2016 show some strong progressive thought, even when those same voters overwhelmingly elected Republican representatives who opposed those same proposals. Gregg says it's unlikely that Phelps County will vote for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden or gubernatorial candidate Nicole Galloway, but the margin of Republican victory might be a lot less than usual.
Even when you lose, that still reflects an impetus for progressive issues. And what those who advocate those issues need to do is build upon that.
And that's exactly the plan for Rolla's progressives. Lyons says just by getting more liberal candidates to run this year and seeing good-sized crowds at rallies has been a victory already. And they say Democrats don't need to carry Phelps County for the progressive movement to continue here.
If the margin of victory is smaller, that's totally a win, because that means people have changed over time, and that means those conversations have happened, the difficult conversations that have to keep happening no matter who wins or loses after November.
Lyons says it was conversations about racial justice and economic equality that led to Rolla progressives becoming organized and active, and they say that won't change on November 4th. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan Aull, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.